he's only been on the job 5 days, and he's out in the hood. He's going around to several places around the state today. He's over here at Watkins Park. First of all, let me greet you as Governor Mike Pence.
Thank you, Amos. I'm really honored.
We know how strongly you feel about Dr. King and that he resonates in your life. But you do realize if he were here today, y'all would be arguing about some stuff.
We just might be, but I wouldn't be arguing about the fact that he's a great American leader. And he spoke with passion and eloquence about his faith, about American ideals. And I frankly think that his personal courage helped move the nation forward toward a more perfect union. And in that sense, I'll always be proud to identify with him and always be inspired by his example.
There's some people that are going to be surprised when I tell them in about 5 seconds that on Monday you're going to be out in the cold at the Capitol at the inauguration. Some of your supporters may be surprised because you and the president have had policy disagreements. Why? But on Dr. King Day, you're going to be at the inaugural. Why?
Well, I'm going to be very pleased to attend President Barack Obama's second inauguration. I was at his first inauguration. And look, politics can be rough and tumble. We all debate these things. I had more than a few disagreements with the president and the administration over the last 4 years, but he is the president of all the people of the United States of America, and I'm going to be very honored to be on the platform representing the people of Indiana at that very important event in the life of our nation.
Do governors have better seats than members of the House?
I'm going to find out on Monday. Probably won't be any warmer. But it'll be a great honor to be there.
One of your first acts a couple of hours after you took the oath was some executive orders, including an executive order where you don't want certain key state agencies not to take actions that would harm two-parent families. My concern, Governor, is only 25% of all African-American households in our state are married couple families. And some people, even I, might be concerned, wait a minute, does this mean that these state agencies may take actions to harm non-married couple African-American households and families?
Yeah, and I understand the question, but the executive order that we signed is really about making sure that key agencies in our administration don't promulgate rules or regulations that in any way disadvantage the formation of two-parent intact families. You know as well as I do. The state of Indiana is going to keep our commitments, keep our promises to families in a challenged environment. My sister's a single mom raising three kids, and we're going to continue to come alongside. We're going to continue to be there for families. But you also know, like I do, the relationship between childhood poverty and in single-parent households. And the more we can convey and more make it possible for more young people to choose to get married, stay married, and wait to have kids until they're married, that's better for them, it's better for their children, it's better for their community and for our state.
Governor, I've not seen you since Black Expo issued their report on the state of black youth in Indiana. I don't know whether you or I'm sure your staff has read it. I don't know whether you have read it. Some of those poverty levels for kids in some of our cities are just abysmal, third world rates. Is that something you or administration is going to be doing, to sit down with Expo, to sit down with groups in the African-American community to see what can be done?
Well, it's a crisis. We have unemployment rates that are unacceptable and just ticked up a day ago in the state of Indiana. And that's why, you know, when we submitted our budget on Tuesday, I called it a jobs budget. We're really focused on making the kind of investments that are necessary to fund our current priorities. We're making new investments in schools. We're making new investments in transportation. But I'm also going to be pushing hard for tax relief for every Hoosier and for almost every Hoosier small business, so we can create jobs and opportunities to get the kids, young people, people getting started, those opportunities to get going in life. A growing economy is an antidote to an awful lot of tough things, and I think focusing on jobs, focusing on growing the economy is where this state government and this legislature ought to focus.
Did you just preview what you're going to tell Hoosiers on Tuesday night?
Well, you know what? With an interviewer like you, it's entirely possible I did. But look, you know what? As you know, you've known me a long time. What you see is what you get. And as I step to the podium on Tuesday night, You know, we're going to take the opportunity to talk to people all over the state about what I think the priorities going forward are. But getting this economy moving, getting these schools working for all of our kids, regardless of where they start in life, and doing what we can to see to the health, safety, and well-being of Hoosiers and Hoosier families, that'll be our focus.
Finally, Governor, this is the second year the Civil Rights Commission has had this day of service.
Yeah.
You're the first governor that has graced this, but you have talked a lot, even in the run-up to your inauguration, about service. How important is it for the head of this state to demonstrate the importance of giving back to one's community of service?
Well, I believe in leading by example. That's why, even belatedly, I got a flu shot yesterday.
Did Dr. Kane give you a lollipop after you got the flu shot?
No, she did not, and I think I deserved one. But I believe in leading by example, and I think one of the great, great qualities of Hoosiers in the city and on the farm is our generosity to people in need. And I think, you know, you see a gymnasium full of people here today that are taking time from their everyday lives to come out, roll their sleeves up, put on a pair of jeans, go out, grab a paintbrush, grab a shovel, help clean up a neighborhood. Really is what it's all about, and it makes a difference in the life of our state.
One final thing, that's a flu shot right there. I'm going to embarrass one of your staffers. You did something unexpected, and I know you pick people because they're the best, not because of their race and gender. But, Governor, you've done something that none of the other 49 governors have ever done in this state, and that the person that is going to stand in front of cameras and microphones and newspapers representing you happens to be African-American, Kara Brooks.
Well, I'm pleased about that, and we're awfully proud to have Kara on the team. She, as you know, has a really very accomplished career in local media, and served most recently Mayor Ballard with great distinction. And as we looked around for that person who would be our spokesman and help us stay in touch with people all over the state, Kara Brooks was the right choice at the right time.
And then you got a veteran, Jackie Sissel, kind of helping you out.
Jackie Sissel is a special assistant to the governor, but she and I have known each other about 20 years. She's been a special assistant to Mike Pence for a long time.
Governor Mike Pence, always good to see you again. Congratulations on serving, and we look forward to getting you in the studio or coming down to the office.
We'll be back again and often, and Amos, thanks again for being here this morning, and heartfelt thanks to everybody that took time to be out for this day of service. I think it is the best way we can honor the life and memory of the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. is to do what he did and go out and make a difference in our communities.